change your mind. Yes, I really need your time. Silk fleeces, Jesus pieces. Here's my memoir, I need your thesis. After I've read chapter 5 in the S6, still side by side. Yes, I told her that her future bright. Yes, depending on how you move tonight. Yes, come and kick it with a big shot. Yes, you really live it or you kick rocks. Yes, swimming pool seated. Yes, courtside seated. Yes, see me when you see me. Fat pockets with them CD with the fingers. Yes.
My up it thing and go up. No lazy thing, I walk it thing, I walk, walk. High grade in a bucket in ya so. Trendsetter run it, please tell them no pancho.
Bro, bro, brown money. Two bad gal a rush me for money.
Bro, bro,
brown money. Touch England and give me the brown money.
I say,
touch Europe, me get your money. Touch Canada, me get the brown money. Me touch in the US, me get the store money. Let me wait for Kaya, me spend more money.
Brain spraying, and a sponge and pillowcase, herb in a lungs and sip a taste. The vibe a chomp like is a bass. You see it? Money you run like is a race. Food no short, cut in a plate. Me see them smile and it a fake. Pancho, walk out the grass and kill a snake. Them there your back and still a hate. Them hold the vibe and keep the faith.
Boy,
you know them girl them put the faith. And she see where she a running, you see straight. Brown money, tell them a up thing a go. No lazy thing, a walkie thing a walk. High grade in a bucket in your so. The boy them girl boots see and we touch them in a hot boy. We spend money on the billion and money pon we sister. And pon go boots the engine. Speed off the car and brown money badness, yeah.
Bro, bro, brown money. Two bad gal a rush me for money.
Bro,
bro, brown money. Touch England and give me the pound money. Me touch a Europe, me get euro money. Touch Canada, me get the brown money. Me touch in the US, me get the store money. Let me reach back a yard, me spend more money.
When we set up, tell them my upstairs settings. See, now rich and switch time, we breaking. Dash in the works and fast 7 to 7. Because you don't know the things set. Man brain spray now we keep up the work ethic. You know, we got with talent and I nurtured it. We use the medication, we have to further this. And that we draw for the brown money for we Lambo.
But she come check me and that's she want a shot. Brown money me pop off. Why you to me take your money, they must have a shop. Got in the cloud, tell me what it means.
You can't try kill a man, you can't kill him right there. So says the great Jake of here. In a my town where me grow, you can't have no fear. Coward no live round here. Office stand firm to survive and defend your share. The burden the brave must bear. So me go so things and times will tell. So you got to learn your lessons well. Some man live in a mansion, them a get pension while some living in hell.
That's why I'm a stay so. Cause we escape from a place where it seem like poverty embrace you. You are try winning at the race when your look is a police a chase you. And a beer gunshot, them a spray, don't think them a miss you. Now a court case you, them a waste you. These are just the facts of life that each man tries to maximize. And meanwhile, some will fantasize of who they can't be. Patronize.
I will forever.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
As we talk about great black music from the ancient to the future, we look at Afrobeats this week. And hopefully a lot of you will get an education about the musics, not just the music, but the musics that has evolved so much since the 60s and 70s.
The term Afrobeat is describing a particular type of music. It came from London. London caught up with Nigerian music before USA. London has good media platform. They say something, they stick to it, the whole world catches it. One thing I will say, all Nigerian music are not Afrobeat.
I like to call my genre of music Afropolitan. For me, it's a mix of high life, Afrobeats, and R&B and pop.
I've always wanted to give a platform to the African artists. I'm a Nigerian myself, so I think it's really important. I'm very interested in genres of music that people in my industry sometimes overlook, because they feel that it's not commercial.
I'm glad that it's happening during my lifetime where African music is celebrated, Nigerian music is celebrated. Growing up, my parents used to take me out. So I got busy by listening to their records, listening to Dolly Parton, African music, Sonia Day, South African music, Celine Dion, well, the list is endless. And that way, I was learning unknowingly how to sing. I dropped my first single titled Ibadi and everyone was blown away. People started saying, oh, this is Afro House, we love it. People started calling me the queen of Afro House and I'm like, I like that title, I'm going to adapt it. I'm not an Afrobeats artist, and my root genre of music is Afro House. Even though I still tend towards other genre of music, like R&B, traditional music, and even the Afrobeats that was created by Fela Kuti. Afro House is a fusion of African music. There's the African influences in terms of the beat and my vocals. I love to sing in Yoruba language. Music is a universal language. More than ever, I believe that now. You don't need to understand the language the person is speaking. So long as the music is premium and world class, the world is, you know, gonna embrace you.
A We had the platform, but the talent at that time, they were good, but they needed some more exposure.
Acceptability of Nigerian music, I believe it started from Nigerians here in Nigeria, Nigerians in diaspora, going to their friends, then from their friends taking it to the clubs.
We started going to foreign events, the Grammys, World Music Awards, BET Awards, and our artists could see, oh, this is how Jay-Z does it. This is how 50 Cent does it. Okay, if I take one or two and put into my craft, I can also get a wider audience. And a lot of them listened, and the world has embraced it and has accepted that, you know, this is what's coming out of Nigeria, this is what's coming out of Africa.
I wish. Beautiful reggae music coming from Waje.
Jamaica has a population of less than 4 million people. Reggae music is known globally. So 4 million people projecting reggae, then look at population of Nigeria, 200 million people. What kind of music do they dance to? That is enough to tell you that what we are experiencing now is a scratch. We have a Nigerian on top 10. We have a Nigerian winning Grammy on world music. We're waiting for Whiskey to pick up a Grammy on R&B. One thing I will say, all Nigerian music are not Afrobeats. Nigeria, we have Juju, we have Fuji, we have Apala, we have Sakara, we have High Life. But somebody is picking one particular genre and say, that's not all.
And I hope, as we keep moving, the world learn to recognize that, wait a minute, everything that comes out of Nigeria is not Afrobeat.
For me, because I feel like it's a big day for Afrobeats here in London, to have people from Africa that are from different parts of the world come out here to enjoy music and the culture and the food and just be with ourselves, and most especially really find 2021, because 2020 and 21 have been like crazy.
Always wanted to give a platform to the African artists. I'm a Nigerian myself, so I think it's really important. I'm very interested in genres of music that people in my industry sometimes overlook because they feel that it's not commercial.
My genre of music, Afropolitan. For me, it's a mix of high life, Afrobeats, and R&B and pop. But when it comes to Afrobeats, I don't know why some people seem to have a problem with the genre, with the term. I feel like every genre needs a house to be built on. And from there, many other things can be created. I think the only other thing that we need to distinguish now would be the different sounds that Afrobeat has housed. You know, there's so many from South Africa, from Nigeria. There's so many. So now we just need to do the homework. When it comes to music has a universe of its own, and it allows me to explore, to try all kinds of sounds, from High Life, which is very which originated from Nigeria, to mixing with some R&B, some pop. At the moment, I play with Zouk. I play with. I'm really going into rap soon. I'm just really having fun. So when it comes to sound, I do everything and anything I feel like. I cannot be kept in a box.
Bad man need a bad lady. Me and you, maybe. I can see my bad lady. We're happy with my team of safety. Bad man need a bad lady. Me and you, maybe.
Afrobeats is so successful because of the success of African people globally throughout the years, and also the success of black music globally throughout the years, because it lends its styles from so many of the different genres created by black artists. And I think so it is. So that's why it's so powerful. It sees very uniquely itself, but it really takes in everything around it.
I would say that the music industry in Nigeria is ever growing. It is huge. The music has spiraled out of control. It's international, the entire world is into it. The spotlight is on Africa, and we're loving it.
My hopes for the African music scene are, I want to make sure that as it grows and as it becomes even more and more successful and more artists, I just hope that it keeps its foundation strong, and I hope that African people remain stakeholders in it. That it's not just gobbled up by the industry, and because then it will last forever.
Creative music now is totally, almost everything has switched up. Over the years, we've been growing, and now it now looks more like the rest of the world, or how music is supposed to be done properly.
It's not an African song, it's just a very good song, and it happens to come from a place. We are just as good, and should be seen as such.
Me and you, maybe.
I think the fact that we actually called it, or whoever decided to call it Afrobeats, did that, I actually think it helped for the conversation first. It's not really disturbing anything to me. Back in 2004, 2005, the internet was not really a thing. I was very slow to agree that streaming was going to be a thing.
I don't want to see your daddy come and move their body, then you shake their body from me.
We're just concentrating on how well we could get the music popular and then just go for shows. But now, the reverse is the case. Is stream or die. The floodgate has opened, and everybody's listening to the music.
So some years ago, things like publishing were alien to Nigerian musicians. We didn't really understand what it was. But now, because of the exposure of Nigerian music, you have so many labels
publishers coming. I'm happy that we're more educated, you know, so that we can maximize our profits on our creative work.
I would more say it's a marketing phrase than actually a movement or a sound definition. So calling it Afrobeat is saying all of the sounds you're hearing during this time or this emergence is Afrobeat. It's beats with Afro influence, and some people might call it Afropop. I've always stood for the fact that African Nigeria at large, we have abundance of music subgenres beyond just Afrobeat. The genres are the place where discovery is happening, and the addressable market share is larger now than ever. And you're asking yourself, how can you compete at not just home level, but also international market share growth as well? So with the creatives, I think they found a genius way to allow the sonic to become palatable for people that grew up on certain genre of music that wasn't African infused, and technology is making that discovery faster. So it's a good time.
The Afro pop that we used to do was like popular music for Nigeria. That's like the sounds that a Wizkid, a David, or a Mohit, Chimaya will make. But now, you need like a fusion of that minority inside your majority, so that you can actually reach the larger picture. Because the people in Tokyo or the people in LA will not really, really understand only the pop side. You now have to fuse it with, you know, some of the alternative and stuff, the other fusion to it, to make it reach the larger audience.
Alter is a attitude more than it is a sound. They say alter as in alternative from the mainstream. But for me, alter just represents people who are owning their voice. Does that create music that is relevant to the Nigerian story, but with its own twist and its own sound that maybe not is not as, you know, pop or as popular per se, but is now becoming popular? It's been amazing to be a part of that kind of movement. There's just so many artists who are just trying to just be themselves, and I think that's really starting to translate even on the mainstream as well. As an artist in the industry, it's probably one of the most exciting times to be in the industry. Obviously, we felt that also when we're like Mohit era and like Don Jazzy and Juan Nicole. And now it's almost like, even with the sound evolving and our music really being accepted in the mainstream, it's a very exciting time. And I think also there's a lot more room in the Nigerian music industry itself for diversity in sound, which is very exciting for an artist, for example, like myself.
I can tell that you're a soldier, carrying the weight of secrets I have told you. Trying to keep some secrets of your own, come share the load, love. I'm trying to tell the truth that no one else will show you. Don't get too far. Ole, ole. She only wanted never pay, we never pay.
So I grew up in Toronto. My parents immigrated to Canada. So the music I was listening to there was, you know, traditional Yoruba gospel music, or my mom was obsessed with King Sunny Ade, just on repeat.
She ballin', she beggin', she roamin', she fallin' down, she rollin', she thuggin', she buzzin', sweet Ade, darling.
In the Toronto context, I was exposed to dancehall, R&B, pop music,
And so when I moved to Cuba, it was interesting because I was experiencing the rawness of West African, specifically Yoruba music, in the Cuban and Latin context, which blew my mind.
You're no one's trophy. Electric lady. You shine like royalty.
All of those very multifaceted experiences now, I think, have come together to create what is my sound. It's, you know, not quite Afro beats, but it's not quite soul, but it's not quite pop, but it's not quite R&B. And I think that's actually why my music is so interesting. But there's this culture of live music that I think is also being revived in the Nigerian music scene. And I think people are very excited and intentional about the kind of live performances that they do. And I would like to think that I was, you know, part of, in the, at least in the alt-es scene, or, you know, in Nigeria, one of the artists that really was passionate in pushing the live music experience. We think of Afrobeats, we think of Tony Allen, we think of Fela, we think of that very raw, organic, analog sound. Afrobeats, which was the evolution of that, which has now even moved to Afropop, which is like pop music that has Afro elements, whether it's through language or through rhythm or through melody.
Baby, it's up to you. What you want to do.
I think a name is but a name, you know, they say a rose is still a rose. By any other name, a rose is still a rose, you know. So I'm not one of those people who is very particular about what you name something. You just need to give room for that evolution to happen, and we'll find the language to be able to express it as time goes on. I think it's also an opportunity for my music to tick certain boxes, like in the contemporary space, but then still also very much be my voice. And that's, I think, really exciting when an artist feels like they found a sound and a voice that's very much their own.
This morning, sunshine in my eyes. I know I'm not perfect, but thank God I'm alive.
The funny thing about music in Nigeria now going to the mainstream is that we were always here. So whether they bring the light and shine it on us now or next year, we're still here doing that work. I think I would love to see Nigerian music, and not just Nigerian music, Nigerian fashion or African fashion, Nigerian art, to just, you know, go to the ends of the earth, for people to see it as just as viable mainstream.
Now that we're getting that attention, that audience, there's multiple level of collaborations that we need to do as an industry to continuously achieve the growth that we want, and not just achieve the growth but sustain it, right?
We hope that as this is spreading globally, it continues to pull more talent out of not just Nigeria, out of Africa, and the world will learn and remember that music originated from Africa.
Quote me 20 years from now, that in 2021, Kenny Ogube said, this is a scratch. Nigerian music is going to take over the world music.
We are hoping that you got a lot out of that that segment from CNN that was originally done back in 2021 on Afro beats, and you had a way to see how the music has evolved since the 60s and 70s. Thanks for listening, and you are listening to One to One here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Impossible.
Hello, and welcome to WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. The song you heard before this was... What was the song? Oh, it's new stuff from Manic Street Preachers. Orwellian. Good stuff. Thanks for joining on the new time for this show. Breakfast for Dinner tends to move on the schedule about as often as a highly regarded but low-rated sitcom from the 80s. Anyway, I hope you stick around. We've got some good stuff up, but first I want to take care of a little business.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
We have plenty of other great shows here at WRCT. Let me tell you about two of them. Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune in to Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark. Here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 WRCT. And there are just two dudes not named Clark or Michael going to the gym? Probably. Exercise your ears and come out with DJ Oh Boy and Small Cauliflower every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, let's get back right to it. This is new music from Amoeba Teen from their self-titled latest album. This song is called January.
Standing on my own.
Bye.
Music from Superchunk, Endless Summer. Before that, Jackstrap with the Glasgow. The London Suede, new stuff from them. They actually have a new album coming out, I think, soon. That song was 15 again. And we started off with new music from Amoeba Teen and January.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, getting back into it. Next song comes from Brad Jones. It's called Never Come Again.
Yeah. gather up, but they just don't seem to fit all our pieces. They scatter out like a wind of discontent, all our pieces. We gather up, but they just don't seem to fit. Charged. Yeah, all our pieces scatter out like a wind of discontent. All our pieces gather up, but they just don't seem to fit. All our pieces.
Six minutes in heaven.
Green Pajamas with 6 Minutes in Heaven. Before that, Collective Soul, believe it or not, new music from them. All Our Pieces. Before that, Young Gov, Only Want to See You Tonight. And we started that set off with Brad Jones and Never to Come Again. I want to tell you about one other show we have here in WRCT. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, back into it. This band is called The CC. This song is called Keep Your Head.